The Traveler's Journal, August 6th, Taking the High Road Through the Highlands. Last time, we spoke of events attracting travelers to Edinburgh, Scotland in August. North of Edinburgh and past the town of Perth start the Highlands. The Scottish Highlands are a vast expanse of low, largely treeless mountain ranges, separated by rolling moors and wide glens. Many of these valleys brim with pristine lakes, or lochs as the Scots call them. Though somewhat forbidding in their vast emptiness, they're dotted by villages strung like pearls along the few roads that pierce the wilderness. Now, when the heather and gorse are in bloom, the Highlands blaze with color. Chief among these two-lane arteries is the A9, the proverbial high road through Scotland's Highlands. Any of the towns through which it threads, Pitlochry, Blair Atoll, and Kingussie, are dream destinations for travelers who seek solace in activities like hiking, mountain climbing, pony trekking, or fishing. Further north, deep in the Cairngorm Range, lies Aviemore and Colum Bridge, which in winter boast Europe's most extensive skiing outside the Alps. North of Carbridge, the landscape changes. As the high road traverses the Great Throat, the narrow pass where Scotland's last wolves were shot, there's a sweeping vista. Inverness, the Highlands capital, lies ahead, on the arm of the North Sea known as the Moray Firth. To the southeast lies the Great Glen, that string of lochs beginning with Ness, where the monster lurks. More about that another time. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.